Sanhedrin, Perkhes Mishne Gimel. Gonom Mishal Aviv V'Achol B'Shus Aviv. If he steals from his father, and then he eats in the Rishus of his father, Mishal Acherim V'Achol B'Shus Acherim, or he steals from other people outside his house, and he eats in other people's Rishus, Mishal Acherim V'Achol B'Shus Aviv, or he steals from somebody else, and then he eats in his own father's Rishus, Eino Nasa Ben Sayra Meira. He does not become a Ben Sayra Meira, until he steals from his father and he eats in a different rishus. The reason this is because it has to be something that we're going to assume is going to continue to happen. And stealing from his father is the easiest way because he's always there. It's very shchiach. It's easier to steal from his father. And then the other issue is that he's not going to eat in front of his father. He's afraid to eat in front of his father. So it's easier for him that he would eat it somewhere else where nobody knows it's stolen. So that would be the most likely way that this process would continue, where he would steal from his father and eat in another property where nobody knows that it's stolen stuff. Eating in front of his father, that's something he'd be afraid of. So therefore, if he steals from somewhere else, that's not so common. That's not going to happen so much. Also, if he eats in front of his father, that's also not going to be so common because he's afraid to eat in front of his father. That's why dafka has to be that he steals from his father and he eats in another person's rishus. Rabbi Yosef Bar Huda Omer, ad sheyignov mishal aviv umishal imo. Rabbi Yosef Bar Huda says he has to not just steal from his father, he has to steal from his mother too. How does his mother have something? Masha konsi isha kana baila. So here the Rav says the case was where somebody gave her a matana on condition that her husband wouldn't have any rishus. So you can have something that the mother owns that the father doesn't own. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that he has to steal this item too. He has to steal from his mother and his father. The Yad Ramah learns it from a drash of psukim. Einena shomea bekol aviv uvekol imo. It says kol by both of them to teach us that he's not chayiv until he steals from his mother's nechasim as well. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda.